Next week, NFL owners are going to have a meeting and at issue considering changing language in the league's rules to make it mandatory for players to stand for the national anthem. What does the White House have to say about that? Sarah Huckabee Sanders, White House Press Secretary.
We would certainly support the NFL coming out and asking players to stand, just as the president has done. We support the national anthem, the flag, and the men and women who fought to defend it. And our position hasn't changed on that front. We're glad to see the NFL taking positive steps in that direction.
And the NFL situation is stickier, as President Trump tweeted on Monday, October 10th, saying, "Why is the NFL getting massive tax breaks while at the same time disrespecting our anthem, flag, and country? Change tax laws!" Exclamation point. Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked about that tweet.
The NFL is getting massive tax breaks. He called on Congress to change tax law. What specific changes was he calling for? The NFL claims it no longer seeks a tax-exempt status.
Well, while the NFL may have given up its tax-exempt status a few years ago, it's been well documented that billions of taxpayer dollars continue to subsidize the construction and renovation of professional sports stadiums. If this industry is going to use money from American taxpayers to build the very fields they play on, is it really too much to ask that they show respect for the American flag at the beginning of the game?
But the impetus for taking a knee was never addressed. I tried to ask the question as Sarah Huckabee Sanders was walking out of the White House briefing room.
So we'll end with that, but we'll be here the rest of the day to answer your question. Thanks, guys.
Police-involved shootings now. Is the president talking about police-involved shootings anytime soon, Sarah?
April Ryan, AURN News.